remember in 1926, here, I remember what. You know, up in the mountains, all the snow would have to melt, and what makes the Mississippi River get up. Here, it'd get hot rains.
Do you have land that you have to say, let it, you can't use it for cultivating because it's too low? You might
That's have, right. Yeah, I got some land right back there.
That's good.
Do you have too old money? Well, you'd have prepared, but it's not too good for pasture. It's low land and water stands there and the grass, or I don't know, it cows don't do it. It'll do, but it's not too good for pasture. But I don't have that much of it. Now, up there in front, when I own that land up there, that's that old hill clay ground up there altogether, clay up there. But you could work and fertilize and make crops for them. You can fertilize this old clay hill and make crops.
Yeah. The soil here is, your soil is very, very...
It's over the average, yeah, in most anybody's here, because you see it's level and all, and I took care of it, and it's over the average land here. Make more here, ordinary, than anybody else.
Mr. Matthews, places back out in the woods where the water would leave a kind of a deep place, like maybe 10 feet wide. Did you ever see those?
Oh, you mean gullet washed out? That's a dog. Yeah, come a flood, wash a gullet to field. That's what you're talking about. We call them ditches and gullets. Sure, I've seen that. When you get the land good cultivated, you know, and come a hard rain. Well, now that's what I mentioned about when the soil erosion came in here and built those big terraces. That stopped a lot of that. That's well worth doing.
It makes the land properly.
Yes, those high terraces are level. You know, it's built on level, and it runs where they are, the land. You know, and they build them up. They build them up high, and that saved the land a whole lot. And those terraces was wide, and you could still cultivate. You could cultivate the terraces. Now, if one broke, then it was bad. A flood come in and broke through, then it was bad.
When you were coming up, do you remember there being a place where boats would stop on the river and freight would be unloaded?
No, and I've heard that before my time. That was by Sarah, St. Francisville. You know, down on the river, you used to call it by Sarah, and then up on the hill, St. Francisville. Now, I think by Sarah's just about gone. Yeah, the people around Clinton used to send wagons way before my time to meet those boats to get freight, but that was before my time.
There was a place by us there?
That's right. And then, the boat, it's a ferry. You know, you can cross the Mississippi River there at St. Francisville
on a
ferry.
Yes, sir.
I've crossed them several times.
Yeah, I've been over there to New Roads.
That's right, yeah. Well, that ferry's been there for how long?
St. Francis is an old town, too.
Oh, it's kind of something like Clinton. In fact, they didn't expect it's old in Clinton.
Was Clinton bigger when you were coming up, or?
Was it what?
Was it bigger than it is?
No, it's bigger now than it was when I was coming up. No.
Oh, are you sure?
It ain't much of a town.
It's only 1,000 people now, sir.
Yeah, but that courthouse was built in 1840, I believe.
Yeah, so I figured it'd be bigger then.
No. Well, when my sister finished high school in Clinton, we didn't have a high school at that time. When my sister finished, it was 5 and her graduate class. And there's a whole lot more than that now. I know. Oh, yeah. When they started integrating, they had a private school over there now, and lots of children go to it. But it used to be a college there by the name of Sewell. Well, it went out of business. Well, when this integration started, the people just bought that college and started a private high school, or at least a private school. Now, you haven't seen it, I don't reckon.
There's a private school in town?
In Clinton.